8. The Danubian Andonites. The Andite peoples of the Euphrates Valley migrated north to Europe to mingle with the Blue Men and west to the Mediterranean regions to mix with the remnants of the commingled Saharans and the southern Blue Men. And these two branches of the white race were, and now are, widely separated by the broad-headed mountain survivors of the earlier Andonite tribes, which had long inhabited these central regions. These descendants of Andon were dispersed through most of the mountainous regions of central and southeastern Europe. They were often reinforced by arrivals from Asia Minor, which region they occupied in considerable strength. The ancient Hittites stemmed directly from the Andonite stock. Their pale skins and broad heads were typical of that race. This strain was carried in Abraham's ancestry and contributed much to the characteristic facial appearance of his later Jewish descendants who, while having a culture and religion derived from the Andites, spoke a very different language. Their tongue was distinctly Andonite. The tribes that dwelt in houses erected on piles or log piers over the lakes of Italy, Switzerland, and southern Europe were the expanding fringes of the African, Aegean, and more especially the Danubian migrations. The Danubians were Andonites, farmers and herders who had entered Europe through the Balkan Peninsula, and were moving slowly northward by way of the Danube Valley. They made pottery and tilled the land, preferring to live in the valleys. The most northerly settlement of the Danubians was at Liège in Belgium. These tribes deteriorated rapidly as they moved away from the center and source of their culture. The best pottery is the product of the earlier settlements. The Danubians became mother worshippers as the result of the work of the missionaries from Crete. These tribes later amalgamated with groups of Andonite sailors who came by boats from the coast of Asia Minor, and who were also mother worshippers. Much of Central Europe was thus early settled by these mixed types of the broad-headed white races which practiced mother worship and the religious rite of cremating the dead, for it was the custom of the mother cultists to burn their dead in stone huts.